On the Quentin DeCock issue, I appreciate that taking a knee against institutionalized racism is not enough. I can appreciate how engaging in a gesture can be insincere, going through the motions, that not living and performing the material actions of anti-racism. I am incredibly jaded, particularly when I see international football and players from countries and leagues where black players continue to be taunted by fans. Nothing is done in terms of the institutions of the game besides taking the knee. And it leaves me asking, personally, what is the point then? You are then merely performing solidarity and not changing it. You're not changing the system that enables it. And there's been plenty of people who've come out in support of Quentin DeCock, including sports writer Lungani Zama. He spoke to my colleague Bongani Bingwa on 702 this morning.
I think if you take a poll of those black players, coaches, administrators that have dealt with him, not just in the past year, but over his career, they'll tell you that he has done a lot more than many others to enhance their lived experience as faces, black faces at that, in cricket. So this is not as black and white as saying Quentin DeCock is racist because he didn't take a knee yesterday.
How do you explain it?
I would explain it by what he said to me initially when he first didn't take a knee, is that he feels it's become a token gesture which has lost its impact because people are simply doing it because it seems to be doing the right thing. But for him, doing the right thing is acting out and actually doing things and helping people around him. And, you know, I'll give you a quick anecdote. One of the very first black cameramen who had access into that team dressing room, his very first tour abroad, at the end of that tour, the team was celebrating and this cameraman went to his room, one man, because he didn't really know the team. The person who knocked on his door with his wife and a case of beers was, "I'm Quentin DeCock. I don't know you very well. This is my wife. We'd like to spend some time with you to know you." This is away from cameras. This is away from the public eye. But these are the instances that he doesn't have to do. So to call him racist on the basis of what happened yesterday is to confuse the issue completely. This is a far bigger issue. I think this goes back to the mixed communication that CSA have had for over a year around this topic, as they try to debate themselves how to deal with it as an organization. This is a board that's changed a few times. This is a leadership that's changed a few times. And now the easy punchline is to say, Quentin DeCock didn't take a knee, so therefore Quentin DeCock is the problem.
Lungani has a point. I don't know Quentin DeCock. I've never met him. The closest I've been to him has been at a test match at Newlands. We don't know what the personal actions against racism that Quentin DeCock has been involved in. But while gestures can be insincere and gestures can be performative, gestures and symbols do hold power. It is what the moment calls for. And not to equate the inhumanity of racism with recycling, but personally, this is just going off a bit on a tangent, I believe that corporates, industries, factories and producers can do a whole lot more to reduce our overall carbon footprint. Industries produce far more waste than consumers do. But I show my gesture. I show my solidarity. I show my symbol and my willingness to confront the issue of our carbon footprint head on by separating paper and plastics and putting it aside from my normal refuse. Not because I believe it will make a difference, but I do it in solidarity with those around me. That maybe taking out my clear bag of plastic and paper is the critical mass needed for another neighbor to do so. And when our road, our clothes is committed, someone else in the neighboring street seizes and does the same, and the next street, and the next street. And all of a sudden, we're asking questions about why aren't the shops not the ones separating plastic, eh? Why are the supermarkets, why we want to know from them, why they don't remove unnecessary plastic and packaging? Those are the symbols and the gestures that we've done. It's what the moment calls for. And if we're to show that, we're against racism, we have to be actively anti-racism. And that is it. Confront it wherever and whenever. A friend of mine is a white Afrikaans man. Posted this message while he was watching the Proteas and West Indies last night. His sons asked, "Papa, why isn't Quinton in the team today?" And my friend said, "Cricket South Africa said that all players must take a knee in a unified message against racism. Quinton would not, and he withdrew." "But Papa, is he not against racism?" asked his kids. The response was that daddy doesn't know his reasons. And here's the kicker. The point that even a 10 and 11 year old white Afrikaans speaking child gets. His son asks, "But how does that make Lungi or Kagiso and Temba feel? And also, how does that make Shamsi feel, or Maharaj, or Hendricks?" And that's the point. Of course, Cricket South Africa should have addressed this a year ago. But if cricket, and by extension, national sport, is about the team, a unified team, then Quinton de Kock licked the team gown. He is a leader. He's a senior player whose actions and words resonate far beyond cricket. He seemingly does not care about the message and the symbol that he now sends. And you saw this. I see this. The message is here, coming in now. The chatter online on social media. They will not tell us. And as much as we've been rainbowed, and the cheers and the clinks of glasses at the end of beer adverts, that we're a rainbow nation, that we're not. As much as we declare ourselves post-racist or "I'm not racist," we're not. Deprogramming takes a heck of a lot more. And if it takes a leader, a senior player, like Quinton de Kock, say, "You know what, as a symbol, as a gesture, no matter how it can be abused and performed and considered insincere, as a token, I will also take a knee." And I think that is what we need to address. That even though it can be abused, even though it may not solve the issue right now, it could be the critical mass. It could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, that asks the institutions and the systems the big questions, like, if my clothes is one day going to say, "We're doing all the recycling, and the corporates are not."